And we're back. That was Harmony Hall by Vampire Week. And I apologize for the technical mistake there. I've been out of practice, so bear with me if there's a few mistakes here and there, or potentially a lot of mistakes. So next, I'm just going to go actually right into the next song, just because if you do listen to my show at all, I am a huge Vampire Weekend fan. And it's only a minute and 38 seconds, so why not play 2021? So here's the next song that Vampire Weekend has just dropped in their new line. That'll be in their new album coming up. So here is 2021 by Vampire Weekend. And that was 2021 by Vampire Weekend. So yeah, those are their two new songs. And if you're like me, you're very excited. I was already looking at tickets for they're going to be touring this summer. And they're actually going to be in Philly and in New York in early September. And I was looking at tickets, but they're already pretty darn expensive. So unfortunately, I don't know if that's going to happen or not. Let's see. I'm looking for another song to play. I'm looking at a Weezer, actually. Yeah, that's a good one. So one of my dear friends, who's also, if you listen to if you listen to WJRH much, you'll know Matt Gerber, as he is on here. Always has a show, and he's actually always on time, and also doesn't screw up as much as me, and also does it more consistently than I do. But he's a huge Weezer guy, and so I guess maybe in a sense this song's kind of for him. But this is probably one of my favorite ones, pretty very well known, "Island in the Sun," off of Weezer's Green album. So yeah, So here is "Island in the Sun" by Weezer.
Just
And we're back. That was Island in the Sun by Weezer off of their Green album. Up next, we've got a classic song by the Beatles, Come Together. And this song kind of is somewhat special for me because the Beatles are one of my favorite bands. In fact, before I really got into Vampire Weekend, they were probably my favorite band of all time. And then I really got into Vampire Weekend, and now Vampire Weekend is my favorite band. But Beatles, I would say, probably the greatest band of all time. So the thing about Come Together was when I was probably like, I guess maybe like, and I even want to say it was like maybe fourth grade, I went to like, you know, a birthday party, and you know how you get like the goodie bags and stuff. So I got a goodie bag, and in it was a copy of a CD copy of Abbey Road. And like, I didn't think anything of it. Like, I wasn't really into them at the time. I think I was actually into All American Rejects at the time, but I was like, all right, I'll give it a listen. So like, maybe I'd heard the Beatles. I'd probably heard the Beatles like earlier, like, I don't know, at some point. But like, this was the first time this is the first time I know for a fact I was listening to the Beatles, and I knew I was listening to the Beatles. So yeah, I guess in a sense, this is like the first Beatles song I ever heard, at least that I know of. Maybe I heard one before, but this is the only one I can track down. So anyway, enough of me talking, and enough of my stupid voice. Let's play Come Together by the Beatles off of the wonderful Abbey Road album.
Down.
And we are back. That was Come Together by the Beatles. So yeah, that's, again, probably my first Beatles song I ever listened to. So anyway, as I keep scrolling through Spotify looking for music and finding it in different corners of it and different playlists, here's another one. I played it last year on the one show I had last year. I played this song. So I was hesitant to play this one again, but I just really, really enjoy it. So I guess I'll get it out of my system now, and that'll be it for the rest of the semester. I promise I won't play again. But it's called Come On, and it's by Panic at the Disco, but it's also with Fun. And I think it's really interesting how their voices work together and how they play off of each other. I really think it's really a surprisingly good song. And I hadn't heard of it until the freshman year when one of my friends introduced it to me and threw it on a playlist and we listened to it. So I heard it like 100 times over the course of freshman year. So yeah, here it is. It's called Come On by Panic at the Disco and Fun.
It's getting late and I can't seem to find my way home tonight. Feels like I'm falling down a rabbit hole, falling for forever, wonderfully wandering alone. What would my head be like if not for my shoulders and without your smile?
I'm
And we are back. Again, that was Come On by Panic at the Disco and Fun. So, let's see, where is this? There we go. So, again, another band who I came to like, I guess I would say freshman year when I was introduced to them more, was Tudor Cinema Club. Actually, my sister had liked them for a long time, but I never really listened to much of their music, and then I got here freshman year, and I bumped in, again, my friend Matt kind of like, you know, pushed me to listen to some songs. I listened to them, and they're awesome. They're actually a really, really great group. So this is a song I don't think I've played on the show before. If I have, let me know. But I usually play Next Year by them, but I know I've already played that. So today I'm going to play probably, I guess, their most popular song, which is What You Know, which I think is a really great song. And listened to it quite a bit over the summer, and yeah. If you can't tell, I feel like I've been away from music for a while, and I haven't been listening to a lot of new music. I don't know. I get stuck in old music that I like, and then I just kind of keep listening to it. So, well, anyway, again, enough of me. Time for me to shut up. Here is What You Know by Two Door Cinema Club.
Watch. it's time to fall on at the heat it up. The quest on this plane is a propeller in the middle of the coast when ambitions are low.
And we are back. So the last one there that I kind of just threw in is Armistice by Phoenix. It's probably, Phoenix is one of my favorite indie bands. It's interesting, Phoenix and Vampire Weekend were both bands that my sister would throw onto my phone because she was the one that actually cared about music when we were kids. So I would literally give her the iTunes gift card. She would buy the music. And then she would, like, she'd buy some music that she would like, but she thought what I would also like. And then she'd throw it on my iPod, and I'd listen to it. So that's how I had my introduction to some of those bands. And Armistice was definitely one that was on there, and I've listened to it probably a million times, and it never gets old. Now, here's one that I've recently listened to. I never listened to the entire Group Love album, Never Trust a Happy Song. Obviously, I've listened to Colors and Tongue Tied and... But I hadn't gotten around it, so I was listening to a playlist Spotify, like a daily mix that they made, and It's Shown a Photograph was on there, and I really have actually come to like that song quite a bit, and it says it's clean, so I think that's what we'll go with, and hopefully maybe we can squeeze one more song in, we'll see. This might be the last one, but so here is It's Shown a Photograph from Group Love off of their album back in 2011, Never Trust a Happy Song.
Yeah.
And that is it. Kim was unable to squeeze another one in there. I got some right behind me. So thank you if you were listening. Thanks for listening. I'll be back. Hopefully I'll be back again this time next week. I will not forget. I have it in my phone to remind me every week now. So once again, thanks for listening. This has been the Culture Hour with Brian Craven, or as my nickname is, for those who know me by my nickname, Mad Dog. So thank you. You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania, and this has been the Culture Hour with Brian Craven. Thank you.